Well, we only have to wait until 9 a.m. tomorrow for the Socceroos. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we're on the countdown. Morning.
Yes, good morning. We're on the countdown. Absolutely. Morning. And we obviously we've spoken a lot about it. Anything change for you overnight?
No, definitely not. No. Look, yeah, I think it's pretty obvious from the pictures we're seeing that Timmy's not going to, well, certainly not going to start this game, which he never was going to. We hear Pinto's a little bit fearful of him, but I don't know why, because he's not playing, there's nothing to fear. Mate, it's one of those, like I've said all along, that it's a bit of the unknown, this game. We don't know much about Honduras. We just know that they only won 3 games in their group of CONCACAF qualifying. They're the equal worst goal difference along with Trinidad and Tobago, so they are a team that are vulnerable, and I I've watched some clips of them. They're strong and powerful, very quick up front, but they're very open, so I would expect goals.
Alright, well, we're in the business of predictions, mate, so we need a winner and I need a scoreline.
We need a winner and a scoreline. Well, that's just about impossible.
No,
but
it's
I'll
not.
Give you one anyway.
You're an expert.
I'm an expert. I'm going to go 2-2.
2-2. Okay.
Which would be a very good result for us.
Yeah, 2-2, because that means we get 2 away goals, which is a fantastic little kick start, isn't it?
Yeah, it means if you draw 2-all, you come home and, if you draw 0-all or 1-all, you're through.
Mm.
So, obviously, any kind of a win and you're through, and that's what they would have to do. So, yeah, look, we've drawn in the past and got away goals and not qualified, so we've got to be careful. But if you get a 2-2 away from home, you're pretty well satisfied.
Okay, well, that'd be a great result. We've currently got 38 minutes gone in this World Cup qualifier.
Yeah.
Croatia 3-1 over Greece.
Yeah, some game. Opened up with 2 goals in the first 20 minutes, Modric and Kalinic. And all of a sudden it's 3-1 now. So those 2 goals have been scored while I've been waiting to go on air. So I'm not sure we've got the other 2, but that's looking good for Croatia, although that goal for Greece depends where that game's going to go.
Right. And the other game, Northern Ireland 0 with Switzerland 0, and there's going to be a whole raft of important World Cup qualifiers over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. All the Euro qualifiers. You've got Italy playing Sweden and Denmark against the Republic of Ireland. So they're the massive games. There's international friendlies. I think England are even playing Germany. You can forget about that one. I think just about every English player of note has pulled out with injury for that game. So, no, the big ones are the Euro qualifiers and, of course, New Zealand playing Peru, Australia, Honduras, Australia, and, of course, there's lots in Africa as well. There's 3 more qualifiers to find in Africa. Ivory Coast, probably one of the favourites there as well.
Okay.
Mariners will take on Sydney FC tonight.
Yeah, they will. And the Mariners, look, poor old Mariners, what they miss is what they lost, and that's Roy O'Donovan, who's moved up the road to Newcastle and got 7 goals, top goal scorer at the moment. And if the Mariners had Roy O'Donovan, they'd probably be sitting in a similar position as to Newcastle, because there's been nothing wrong with their football. It's just the fact they haven't got anyone to put it away. Final third's not been good enough for the Mariners. They're coming up against the juggernaut, that is Sydney FC. I can't see the Mariners getting too much change out of the champions, and I expect Sydney to win that one.
Okay, so they're $1.57 at tab.com.au, and your final prediction, mate, is 2-2 for the Socceroos and Honduras in that first leg. And Mile Jedinak, how many minutes does he play?
Yeah, I think he'll start. But how long he lasts now, player of huge experience, of course. And, he's had a couple of runs off the bench for Aston Villa. You got to think of the return leg, which is very, very short space of time. But, of course, you will have Mark Milligan back for that. But, look, I think you'll basically see how it goes with Jednak. And if he's looking strong and not putting his hand up, I think he'll play all 90.
Okay. Excellent, Robbie. Have a great weekend.
Good on you, boys. Cheers, mate.